Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Friday edition of the LeadX Leadership Show, also known as Fan Mail Friday, also known as Philadelphia Wins Another Sports Championship. Congratulations to the Villanova Wildcats men's basketball team on their big victory last night. Hopefully that side of your bracket wasn't busted. They were kind of a favorite. Listen, before I launch into some fan mail, I have a confession to make. There are some people that I love more than my own children. I think so. I love everyone who has left a rating on iTunes for the LeadX Show. I love people like CMartin189, Perpetually12, love that handle by the way, JRH1234, Jason Rizak, SpikeG22, and I really love John and Reese and Company who wrote, "This podcast actually held my attention, which is very hard to do. I like it so much, I subscribed and I'm writing a review, not something I do often." Hey, John and Reese, because I read that review on the air, shoot an email to info@leadx.org because I want to send you a LeadX coffee mug. I guarantee coffee will never taste so good when you're drinking out of this LeadX coffee mug. And by the way, if you think I'm being really mean, saying I love these people more than my own children, well, hey, Amanda, Natalie, and Owen, that's what you get for not leaving a review on your dad's podcast or actually ever listening to a single episode, which is why I can goof on them like this. They're never going to hear it anyway. And hey, for everyone else, if you've left a rating or review, even if I didn't read it on the air, send an email to info@leadx.org and say, hey, I left a rating. Send me that link to your private Facebook group because we do all kinds of cool things. As a matter of fact, we are getting ready to launch an online Big Five Super Trait Personality Quiz. This is like way better than MBTI, way better than DISC. Executives are currently paying $1,000 or more to get this personality assessment and the executive coaching that goes with it. And we are gonna launch it for free to this ambassador group because I need people to kick it around and to give me feedback and because they're awesome and they deserve free stuff. So if you want a $1,000 personality assessment, leave a rating, leave a review on iTunes, and just shoot that email, info@leadx.org, and let us know. And as I was getting ready to do this rant of the week, you know, my random thoughts on whatever I'm up to, it kind of occurred to me that I've turned this into like an audio blog. I don't blog nearly as much as I used to. Well, I blog, but it's like the interviews I do. It's just article formats. And by the way, you can check those out. Like if you've missed some episodes, you can go and read the show notes at leadx.org or a summary of my interviews. I put them all on Forbes.com. You can just Google on my name there, search on my name there. Anyway, so what's my blog this week? Well, I was recently sitting in a college cafeteria with my daughter, my 17-year-old daughter. She bursts out, "If I make the wrong decision, my life will literally be over." She says it just as any 17-year-old girl, or only as a 17-year-old could exclaim. Of course, I thought that was ridiculous. I like cock an eyebrow. I'm like, really? I just can't believe my own daughter said something like that. You know, she snapped back, gave a smile, so I know she wasn't exactly serious. She says, "It's just so hard. Each school has something good, but also something bad." So right now, we're in the final days of choosing her college. She's a senior in high school. This decision will be where she spends the next 4 years of her life. And oh, you better believe I've told all my kids, I'm only paying, daddy's only paying for 4 years, so it ain't 5 years of her life. So she's down to two really good Northeastern schools in the Northeast here in the United States. One has a stronger academic program in the, you know, in the field that she wants, but the school's not in a great location. The food's notoriously bad. You know, the culture there isn't quite right for her. The other one has this amazing traditional college campus, also though in an amazing American city, which would be very cool, but it's got a weaker academic program in her major. So they're very different. They each have something to offer. So, you know, she's like, oh my gosh, if I make, which one do I choose? If I make the wrong decision, my life is over, you know, one of those things. So of course I try to give her some fatherly wisdom and I say, listen, there is no bad choice here. If there was a bad choice, it would be an easy choice. It's a hard decision because both options are great. You know, there's no wrong choice. And I said, more important than which school you choose is what you choose to do to embrace that school once the decision is made. It's what happens after the decision. It's not the decision itself. So she thought about it for a second, sat upright, looked me dead in the eye and said, not helpful, Dad. Oh, well, I tried. She's got to figure it out on her own, right? As we all have to. But seriously, it did make me think back to something I struggled with earlier in life. You know, don't let fear of making the wrong decision paralyze you. Don't let fear, like, make your life slip away. If you are overly fearing a decision, then it means, you know, you view yourself as like an actor in someone else's cosmic play, you know, that you're going to make this decision and jump in the river and the river takes you wherever the river wants to go. So it's like a big decision. Well, that's not life. And that's not how you want to live your life. You know, you have free will, you have agency. Yes, there's other variables and other things can happen, but you need to feel that fear, make the decision, and then make the most of that decision. If you're wondering about taking a new job, moving to a new city, getting a new boyfriend or girlfriend, or throwing one out the door, whatever it is, yes, try to make the best decision you can, and then realize the biggest variable isn't that decision, but what you do afterwards, what you do with that decision. And you can always make another decision down the road if that one doesn't work out. So speaking of college, I got some nice listener mail. The subject was, thanks for motivating a poor college student. Love this. She wrote, I'm about to graduate with a BS in physics, and last month I realized I need to be more mentally equipped and driven before launching into the real world. I found your podcast and it's been a huge help. Happy to be a new listener, and I've sent my like-minded friends and family your podcast. Thanks for everything, Gabby. So Gabby, thanks for that that email. I hope that there's a lot of college students listening. Every now and then I do get emails from people even younger than college age, and I just love reaching out to that audience. Now, I don't really have a question that I'm going to do this week. Well, it's a short question, but this listener sent in some comments that were a good reminder to all of us about maximizing energy. He writes, hey, Kevin, listening to your podcast of experts, picking up and implementing simple tips, adopting productivity systems. It's done wonders for me. I have more energy. I am more productive, calmer, a better listener. I have great focus, stamina, and attention. I do one cup of caffeine a day and a ton of water all day and night long, and I'm taking written notes. Some of my favorite interviews thus far were Alan Alda, Hiram Smith, Chris Ducker, among others. Now, I want to interject here. Like, this is great. So this comes from a guy named Adam. So, you know, Adam, water is the stimulant of choice. It's not actually Red Bull. Caffeine can only take you so far before the crash. Like, we all need to be, I got to remind myself, like, it's crazy. Like, we need to be pushing like almost a gallon, most of us, a gallon of water a day. Like, if you're a really small person, maybe a gallon's a little bit much. But most of us do not come close to drinking as much water as we need to. Adam continues. He says, I have a friend who recently entered retirement. I'm only 35 and he's trying to figure out what to do. He had a distinguished career, very bright guy. I want to send him a resource or a book. Any episodes that talk about retirement? So here's the thing. I've thought about this. Like, I don't think we've had any episode about retirement. I don't know a lot in that area, but you know, I had lunch with kind of legendary leadership guru, Ken Blanchard, a couple of years ago, and I just interviewed him for the LeadX show. He's got a new book on servant leadership. It should be coming out any time now. And, you know, Ken Blanchard wrote a book because he's not a young man anymore. And he's still going into work every day. He's still cranking out one or two books a year. He's still making a huge impact. He's, you know, lecturing, doing public appearances like crazy. And Ken Blanchard's book, I think, is called Refire, Don't Retire. And so I would just start there, knowing that Ken Blanchard is awesome and that he's practicing what he's preaching and that this is one of his books. And all of his books are short and usually fables and stuff, so they're very accessible. So that's what I'd recommend anybody thinking about that. And I don't plan to ever retire. The people I know who actually retire, I think they have a pretty hard adjustment. They kind of lose their... I think their career was their purpose, or their job was their purpose. And when they lose that, they kind of feel a little lost. I mean, I kind of felt that way when I sold my business about a dozen years ago until I got back on mission. So, you know, I think, you know, as long as you're loving what you do, and I encourage you to figure out what that is, why would you retire? I mean, maybe you do it for 20 hours a week instead of 60, or maybe you get to do it without charging people money for it as a way to give back or something like that. But why retire? I mean, it's do something that is important. Giving back has some purpose and meaning. No reason to stop doing it. All right, I am going to wrap it up because I have to jump onto a meeting. This is a short episode this week. Before I go, remember, visit leadx.org. At least check out the free course that goes out every single day. But for ridiculously low, like $7 a month, you can get on-demand access to over 200 micro lessons, couple dozen webinars, a dozen management tools, and over 100 executive book summaries. And you can ask a human executive coach, you know, any question you want. Like, this is a ridiculously low pre-launch price. We're just a few weeks away from going to the official launch price of $25 a month. So you can lock it in now, and we're going to trigger that higher price when we release that personality assessment, the LeadX Super Traits assessment. So lock it in now, because you're going to want to get this thing, and you're running out of time. There's a three-day free trial, so you don't even have to like pay any money up front. Just check it out for 3 days. Keep it if it fits, and say, hey, cancel me if it doesn't fit. And of course, remember, leadership is influence. Be mindful of your leadership influence. You're always leading. How are you going to lead today?